content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hi, this is Larry Wilson for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Money Matters. Today's episode of Money Matters is underwritten by the Carter Glass Insurance Agency, serving the community since 1974. They can be reached at 919-781-1973. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from Investopedia, Kiplinger Personal Finance, and also continuing with our readings from the book Money Hacks by Lisa Rowan. Our first article from Investopedia, Big Purchase. Here's how to make it happen. These tips can make saving and planning easier. Saving up for a major purchase can sometimes seem daunting, if not impossible. Fortunately, whether it's a home, vehicle, an education, or anything else with a large price tag, there are simple and time-proven ways to go about it. There are also some common mistakes you'll want to avoid. Saving for a down payment. A home is the largest purchase most people will ever make. The usual first step is raising the cash for a down payment. While a 20% down payment was once standard, most home buyers today put down far less. For first-time home buyers, a 6% down payment is typical, according to a 2022 survey by the National Association of Realtors, or NAR, while repeat buyers average 17%. One reason for the difference, repeat buyers often have cash available from selling their previous home. As an example, a 6% down payment on a $370,700 home, the median price at the end of 2022, according to the NAR, will cost you $22,242. Making a larger down payment or buying a more expensive place will, of course, cost more. So before you do anything else, check out the local market. How much have homes been selling for recently? That can help you set a realistic dollar amount for how much you'll need to save. Keep in mind the down payment requirements can vary by the type of loan and from one lender to another. You're likely to get the lowest down payment rate if you qualify for a mortgage that is eligible for repurchase by Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac. These two companies established by Congress buy mortgages issued by private lenders such as banks and credit unions. Both have programs with down payments as low as 3%. Loans insured by the Federal Housing Administration, or FHA, are also available with down payments as low as 3.5%. Veterans Administration, or VA, loans for current and former service members require no down payment at all if you qualify. For any of these loans, as well as for other types of mortgages, you'll need to meet certain credit standards. For that reason, reviewing your credit report to see where you stand and to correct any potentially damaging errors is another step to take early in the process. You can get copies from the three major credit bureaus free of charge at their official website for that purpose, annualcreditreport.com. If you find that your credit is in poor shape, act quickly to fix it. Important steps to take. Pay all your bills on time. Keep your credit utilization ratio, which is the amount you currently owe, compared to the total amount of credit you have available to you, as low as possible, preferably below 30%. Of course, even a 3% or 3.5% down payment can be difficult to scrape up on your own. The NAR survey reports that 22% of first-time buyers used a gift or loan from friends or family towards their down payment. A majority said they'd made financial sacrifices to save enough money, the most common ones being cutting spending on luxury goods, entertainment, and clothes. Where to put money you've saved until you're ready to use it depends on your time horizon. If buying a home is at least a few years off, you could consider investing in the stock market through a mutual fund or an ETF. If you're hoping to buy sooner, you'll want an investment that is less likely to lose value. Look at a money market fund, certificate of deposit, or bank or credit union account. With interest rates rising, you may be able to find one that pays more than 4%. Rather than intermingling the money with your other savings, Beth Koblinger, author of Get a Financial Life, Personal Finance in Your 20s and 30s, recommends keeping it separate. Many people find that naming a savings account to match a specific goal, like calling it your home down payment account, helps, since it makes the end goal concrete, she said. Finally, a couple of important caveats. First, remember that the less money you put down, the more you'll have to borrow and pay interest on for years to come. If you can afford a larger down payment, it may be wise to do so. Also, bear in mind that the down payment isn't the only upfront expense in buying a home. You'll also need to cover the closing cost, which typically run another 2% to 6% of the sales price, according to the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Buying a vehicle. There are basically two ways to buy a car or other vehicle: pay cash or finance it with a loan. Paying cash is generally cheaper in the long run, but saving up that much money is unrealistic for many of us. The average new car sold for $49,507 in December of 2022. The average used car one went for just under $28,000 in October of 2022, according to Kelley Blue Book. What you'll end up paying for a car that you finance will depend on the vehicle's initial cost, the size of your down payment, the term or length of the loan, the loan's interest rate. Car loans are available from banks, credit unions, and many car dealers, so it pays to shop around for the best deal, and don't hesitate to try to negotiate better terms. In terms of initial cost, experts often suggest making a down payment of at least 20% on a new car or 10% on a used one. Based on the averages above, that would be about $9,900 for a new car and $2,800 for the used one. The more money you put down, the less you'll have to pay in interest over the course of the loan, and the lower your monthly payments will be, assuming you're comparing loans of a similar length. While car dealers sometimes offer loans with 0% down, beware. You'll be taking on more debt, often at a substantially higher interest rate. In addition, you may owe more than the car is worth, a potential problem if you want to sell or trade it, or you happen to get into an accident. Saving for a vehicle is much like saving for a home. You'll get there faster if you can cut back on other spending for a while and put the money away in a bank account or other safe place. Koblinger, like many experts, is a fan of automatic investing. It's funny, but the best advice for saving has always been the same for decades. The less you think about it, the better, she said. Having a set amount of your paycheck automatically siphoned into a separate savings account is the best way to successfully accumulate enough money to meet a goal. One caveat here. The down payment on a car loan won't be your only upfront cost. Unless it's rolled into the loan, you'll need cash to pay sales tax, plus registration and license fees. You'll also have to buy car insurance, usually before you can even drive off the lot. Paying for education. With college costs on the rise every year, often faster than inflation overall, paying for education can be challenging, especially if you don't want to take on a ton of debt. For the 2022-23 academic year, full-time undergraduate students at private, nonprofit four-year institutions paid an estimated $39,400 on average in tuition and fees, according to the College Board. In-state students at public four-year colleges paid an estimated $10,940. Keep in mind that these figures do not include room and board, textbooks, and other living costs, which can add considerably to the total. For a better idea of those, check the cost of attendance, or COA estimates, that colleges publish on their websites. As a general rule, families should aim to save about one-third of the full cost of attendance, according to Mark Kantrowitz, an education funding expert whose books include How to Appeal for More College Financial Aid. Another third should come from current income and financial aid once the student starts school, and the remaining third from loans. While it may be relatively easy for students who are just a year or two away from college to get a handle on what college will actually cost, the math gets trickier for the parents of young children. Because college costs tend to roughly triple over a 17-year period, Kantrowitz recommends that parents set a savings goal equal to the full four-year cost as of the year their child was born. Every dollar you save is a dollar less you'll have to borrow, he said. So continue to save even if it looks like you'll fall short of the goal. Where to put college savings? A state-sponsored 529 plan may be your best bet. You can pick a fund with an asset mix that's appropriate for the student's age in terms of risk. You may also get tax breaks on your contributions and account earnings. Family members can contribute on the student's behalf, and students can also open 529 accounts of their own. The bottom line, preparing for a major purchase can take time and patience. To further boost your savings, set aside any tax refunds, work bonuses, or cash gifts you receive during the year. Also build an accessible emergency fund so you don't have to dip into your other savings to cover the unexpected. Our next article is from Kiplinger Personal Finance. Save money when you buy insurance. To stay well protected with insurance, the name of the game is usually buying more coverage. But that's easier said than done when you're on a budget. These tips can help you afford the coverage you need. Shop around. Collect a few quotes from your auto and homeowners insurance policies. Insurers make it simple to get quotes online or even over the phone. Even if you're happy with your current insurer, it might be worth collecting new quotes if it has been a few years since you signed up. Mary Parsons, a vice president at Chubb, suggests meeting with an independent agent who represents multiple companies at once. They can evaluate your exposures and craft a program for your needs using their different access points, she says. You can search for one at www.trustedchoice.com. Combine policies for a bundle discount. If you buy multiple types of insurance from one insurer, you may qualify for a discount on all the premiums. You may also get a reduction if you have more than one vehicle insured with the same company, says Insurance Information Institute spokeswoman Loretta Waters. Increase your deductible and reduce coverage on older vehicles. The deductible is what you pay before your insurance kicks in. Increasing your deductible will reduce your premiums, although you'll pay more out of pocket for a claim. For paid-off older vehicles that aren't as valuable, Waters says to consider dropping the collision and comprehensive coverage and plan to pay for repairs yourself. If your car is worth less than 10 times the premium, this coverage may not be cost-effective, Waters says. Protect your property. State Farm spokesman Dave Phillips recommends taking all possible steps to safeguard your property against losses, such as installing a burglar alarm, smoke detector, and water shutoff valve in your home, and getting an anti-theft device for your vehicle. You'll lower the risk of a claim, and you'll qualify for insurance discounts, he says. Pay on time. You might qualify for a discount for making your payments via automatic payments, especially if you pay in full automatically. Using auto pay can also help, which saves to avoid you the risk of your policy being canceled because of a missed payment. And last, maintain a good credit score. Insurers in most states consider your credit history when determining auto insurance rates. Check your credit report for mistakes and make loan and credit card payments on time. And from Kiplinger Personal Finance, interesting article, Cord Cutting Made Easy. With an expanding menu of streaming services, saying goodbye to your cable company's entertainment options has never been easier. The world of streaming media is constantly evolving and expanding. All you need to enjoy TV shows and movies is a good internet connection and a smart TV or internet-capable device. And unlike traditional cable, streaming services are typically paid month to month and have no cancellation fees. Signing up only takes minutes online, and it's easy to cancel your subscription or temporarily pause it. Today, over 80% of households have one of the top three streaming services, Netflix, Hulu, or Amazon Prime, says Bruce Lechman of Lechman Research Group, which specializes in research and analysis of the broadband media and entertainment industries. And lately, the options for streaming live TV, such as live sports, news, or events as they broadcast, has been growing. Not only do streaming services offer on-demand video content and a reserve of popular shows and films to tap into whenever you'd like, but you also can watch major broadcast TV events such as the Super Bowl, the Oscars, and the Olympics with a live TV streaming plan. Finding the best sports coverage can still be dicey. Many live TV streaming services ask you to pay for an add-on, such as ESPN Plus, NFL, Red Zone, NFL Network, MLB.TV, or NHL Network. To get your favorite sports content live. Streaming live TV. Cable bills have increased by 52% in the past 3 years alone, according to cordcutternews.com, averaging about $147 per month. So it comes as no surprise that replacing cable with a streaming service continues to be a popular trend among value-conscious consumers. Cable providers lost about 2,215,000 subscribers in the first quarter of 2023, the steepest loss of any previous quarter, according to Leachman Research Group. But cable clings to consumers by using long-term contracts and cancellation fees, often connected to their internet plan. Streaming services, meanwhile, are comparatively low cost and low commitment, with monthly subscription plans typically ranging from about $10 to $70, depending on the type of service, and no cancellation fees. If you're looking to cut the cord and transition to streaming services, consider these options for live TV. Hulu Plus Live TV. This is best for cable replacement. The cost is $69.99 a month. Hulu Plus Live TV gets you access to ad-supported versions of Hulu, Disney Plus, and ESPN Plus, as well as a number of live TV streaming options. YouTube TV, best for news and entertainment. The cost is $72.99 a month. YouTube TV checks almost all the same boxes as Hulu Plus Live TV in terms of major news networks, although it includes channels such as BBC News and PBS rather than Bloomberg Television and Vice. Sports coverage is solid as well. YouTube TV includes NBA TV in addition to the major local and national networks, ABC, CBS, Fox, NBC, ESPN, TBS, and TNT, CBS Sports Network, and the NFL Network, and FS1. Peacock Premium Plus, best for NBC content. The cost is $9.99 a month. NBC's proprietary streaming service, Peacock, offers a mix of free and paid content, although it is primarily an on-demand streaming service. Peacock Premium Plus also streams more than 50 channels of live TV and your local NBC channel. Sling TV, best for sports and news. The cost, $40 to $55 a month. Sling TV has three different live TV streaming options. Sling Orange and Blue, the most comprehensive plan, costs $55 per month and gets you access to 46 channels, including NBC, ESPN, FS1, NFL, TBS, CNN, Fox News, CNN, BBC, America, Bloomberg Television, TBS, Vice, and TNT. DirecTV Stream Choice, best for niche sports fans. The cost, $74.99 to $154.99 a month. DirecTV Stream offers live TV with a wide coverage of sports, news, and entertainment, albeit at a pricey monthly cost. Fubo TV, best for general sports fans. The cost is $74.99 to $94.99 a month. Fubo's base plan is $74.99 per month, but the $84.99 per month, the elite plan, gets you more than 100 additional channels. With roughly 150 channels streaming live sports, Fubo TV Elite is a favorite of sports fans, but it also features a handful of the major news, lifestyle, and entertainment channels. ESPN Plus, best for sports on a budget. The cost is $9.99 a month. If you're just after sports coverage, you can subscribe to ESPN Plus as a one-off. It doesn't give you access to the traditional ESPN channel, but you get on-demand sports streaming and live sports. And Paramount Plus, low-cost live news plus movies and TV shows, $5.99 a month. Also a low-cost option for live TV streaming, this service provides access to thousands of TV episodes and movies on demand, as well as live TV. And lastly, Pluto TV. Best for anyone. The good thing, the cost is free. Pluto TV comes at no cost to subscribers and features a variety of live TV channels, including news, entertainment, and sports. It lets you stream ABC News, Bloomberg, CBS News, CNN, Cheddar News, NBC News, Newsy, RT America, and more. And this article was also edited due to our time constraints today. And as we wrap up our episode today, we will go back to our readings of the book Money Hacks by Lisa Rowan. Moving to Hack Money Hack 27, Sweat the Big Stuff. Want to make the biggest changes to your budget to see the most dramatic results? Use the 80-20 rule, also known as the Pareto Principle. That rule says that 80% of the effects are driven by 20% of the causes. For your money, that means that 20% of the money you spend, items you buy, bills you pay, eats up 80% of your budget. Instead of examining your budget line by line and wondering where you're going wrong, start by focusing on the areas where your spending has the biggest overall impact. This may feel obvious in some areas like housing or food, but If you can break down some of the costs within those key categories, you may spy a few spending decisions that have thrown the balance into a tizzy. Say you go to the drugstore and buy two nail polish colors, a bottle of shampoo, and a bottle of conditioner. But on your way to the checkout counter, you think about that weird noise your hairdryer made the last time you used it. You pick up the cheapest one they've got, but it's still way more expensive than anything else in your basket. If you analyze that receipt, you'd probably find that 80% of the total was due to the hairdryer. Check your own spending by seeking out the most expensive items on your receipts and the most expensive portions of your monthly bills. Can you cut back on those highest costs to create a more noticeable reduction in spending? Money hack number 28. Savor a splurge all month. There's no need to cut your favorite cafe or store completely out of your budget. Instead of depriving yourself completely, purchase a gift card at the top of the month. When you run out of money on the gift card, your shopping comes to an end. When friends or family members ask what you want for your birthday, request a gift card to the cafe or store where you have a self-imposed spending cap. If you already shop at Starbucks a few times a week, they and you know you'll enjoy every cent of that gift card, no matter the amount. And hack 29, recalculate prices as hours of work. Say you take a spin around Target. How long would you have to work to pay the entire cart? The next time you find yourself with a full basket or cart, take the items out one by one and ask yourself how long you'd have to work to pay for each one of those. If that new book costs $25 and you make $18 per hour, is it worth 1 hour and 24 minutes to earn it? If you lose 25% of your pay to taxes, you'd probably have to work more like 1 hour and 48 minutes to earn the book. Thinking of prices in terms of your time isn't always effective. For instance, if you start doing it at the grocery store, you'll be there all night. Try it at big box or specialty stores where the items you're eyeing aren't considered essentials. And we are out of time for today's episode of Money Matters. Thank you for joining us, and be sure to listen to us again next time. On behalf of the North Carolina Reading Service, this is Larry Wilson. Today's episode of Money Matters is underwritten by the Carter Glass Insurance Agency, serving our community since 1974. They can be reached at 919-781-1973. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Money Matters is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.